Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, the third running back that you can find on the site, receptionperception.com right now, I think is probably the most controversial because Travion Henderson has a lot of supporters. Travion Henderson, again, he's a high-profile pick out of Ohio State, and last year he made a lot of really great highlight plays. I mean, shoot, the guy had 1,100 scrimmage yards. He averaged 5.1 yards per carry. He had 10 total touchdowns. Travion Henderson. I was like shocked when I saw that overall tally, but 10 total touchdowns for Travion Henderson. And yet, Matt, when you look at the chart, it looks so bad, bro. Three out of the four quadrants, when we're talking about outside, inside, man gap, outside, inside zone, three of the four quadrants are red. As a matter of fact, he's one of the worst running backs that I have charted in terms of overall success rate. 42.5% overall success rate is the lowest I have charted over the last 2 years. He's dead last in man gap success rate. He is dead last in zone success rate. He is dead last in inside rushing success rate. And I know the people are going to say, he averaged 5.1 yards per carry. Your charting must be shit because there's no way he's this guy. I know that's what they're saying, Matt. But my point is, when you watch him on a down-by-down basis, there isn't a lot to like. He truly was a back that was just one of the, again, just consistently, I don't even want to say inconsistent, he consistently failed. It just happens to be that when he succeeds, holy shit,
he,
man,
succeeds.
Like, yeah. He is out the gates, boy. Like, I don't know. So, like, again, the charting is the charting, you know, on a down by down basis, he was consistently bad. But when he got out there and could get into open space, he looked like a truly special back.
Yeah, it's like home runs and strikeouts basically was his rushing style, which, you know who hates that? Coaches. coaches. Yeah. Hate. They hate the home runs and strikeout back, especially when they have to be the lead back, which Travion Henderson really struggled to be the lead back last year. And my suspicion, when even just looking at like not these, not your charting, but just like some of the stats last year for Henderson early on, it's like, well, you know, he's not really playing that well. And like watching him play, I was like, he's not really playing that well. So everybody's freaking out. Like, why is Rhamondre Stevenson getting all this work over Travion Henderson? Like, why is he getting all this? So like, because Stevenson's just been totally, I know he's other than fumbles, which, you know, some coaches care more about fumbles than others. Just because Mike Vrabel played for Bill Belichick doesn't mean he's got Bill Belichick's, like, you know, stick, you know, up you know what, like about the freaking fumbles. Like, just because he played for him, he actually never coached. They're actually not even from the same coaching tree. Vrabel and Bill Belichick. So maybe Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel's watching Bill Belichick bench all these running backs with fumbles all those years while he was playing for him and be like, God, this guy's an idiot. Like, he probably should just like let these guys figure it out. And that's kind of how Travion Henderson was treated last year. Excuse me, Rhamondre Stevenson was treated. They just kept giving them the ball. And what I'm just never going to get out of my head, like talking about your projecting Henderson this year, is that in the postseason, even after, like Travion Henderson admittedly had some really good productive games when Rhamondre Stevenson, if you're just looking at box score, right? If you're just box score scouting, he had these really impressive games when Stevenson was out. But to your point, a lot of those were big play induced moments, and he wasn't necessarily successful on like these are the assignments, executing and everything, as you mentioned, like getting the most out of what was blocked for him. He wasn't always good with that, but he would hit the home runs. Even after that, it's nut cutting time in the postseason. They gave 35 touches to Henderson and 70 to Stevenson on way to playing in the Super Bowl. And you could sit here and say, well, the Patriots offense stunk during the playoffs, and I think that's a fair point, right? But like all told, James, as your charting points out, Henderson had, you know, can we be kind and call it a mixed rookie year?
I think mix is really good. Yes,
mixed rookie year. Rhamondre Stevenson is back on this team this year, and just box score and total box score scouting, Stevenson had 232 touches and he had 1291 yards regular season, postseason combined. Henderson had 250 for 1241. Like, why is this split not going to look exactly the same as it did last year?
I would agree. I think there's, and in my profile, I talk about this, right? Like, I think he can go two ways. Like, he's at the fork in the road right now in terms of his career, or at least in terms of 2026. I shouldn't say his career, but if he can be more consistent and add positive runs to his arsenal, I do think that he can overtake this backfield, because then when you have more positive runs, then every now and again, when you do hit that home run, you're looking really, really special, right? But if he doesn't do that, then we basically have exactly what we have, as to your point, we have the exact same back that we had last year, which is an explosive backup that fans want more of because they've seen the TikTok highlights, because they've seen the YouTube clips, like with like Linkin Park in the background, right? Like, they've seen the slow motion clips and all. It's like, okay, cool. Like, I get it. You know, I totally get it. But on a down by down basis, watch this guy play. He's falling at the line of scrimmage. He's getting tackled very easily. Like ankle grabs are bringing him down. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just not, he doesn't see the holes develop. The vision, to me, Matt, the vision is the problem. I highlighted the vision, and it was funny. Like, I had this exact same damn conversation when we were talking about him as a prospect. Right? Like, there was so many explosive plays, but on a down by down basis, he charted out poorly. And I know people felt some kind of way about that. They didn't totally agree. And it's the exact same guy collegiately that we saw professionally, but just even more so, where the negative runs were really negative and the positive ones were crazy positive. So I don't know, man. It's like I said, I think when we're at this fork in the road for Travion Henderson, if he can add more consistency to his game, he'll be a truly explosive player. Sure, he might be a Pro Bowler, man. He might be a Pro Bowler, honestly. If we're talking about him adding more consistency to his game, but if he doesn't,
everybody's a Pro
it's
Bowler
to your point.
Now,
like, we're at the exact same point where we are, where he's just a super explosive backup.
Even then, it's like your numbers here: 18.6% broken tackle rate, 6.8% explosive play rate. Like, that's the thing. The explosive plays were like as explosive as you could get, but they still were very few and far in between. So
really few and far in between. And you know, as a matter of fact, man, I talked about this in the profile too, man. Like, his explosive play rate was the lowest I've charted across two seasons at 6.8-something percent, 6.9%. But the big play impact, that's different, right? The big play impact is about as high as it gets. He had four different touchdown runs that went for 50-plus yards. Again, I have not charted everybody, but let me tell you, Bijan Robinson didn't do that. Jahmyr Gibbs didn't do that. I don't think there was another NFL running back that gave you four different 50-yard touchdown runs in 2025. And this is the thing. Look, I know this is always a dangerous game to play.
But if you take those away. But if you take away his best plays of the season.
I know. But here's the thing. 26.5% of his total rushing yards came on those four plays.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
26%. Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot. And again, if you do take those away, he averaged 3.8 yards per carry. So again, that highlights the point where on a down-by-down basis, not very good. But man, when he can get out there and do it, he's awesome. You know, so...
Right.
I thought that was really interesting.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It kind of sounds a little bit like you have the same feeling about Travion Henderson that I have about Matthew Golden after their rookie years, which is like, I could see this going either way. You know,
yeah.
this type of rookie season, I know obviously I've been doing the receivers longer than you've been doing the running backs, but I know if like the Matthew Golden profile is like this level of receiver, it ain't over, but it's not like, oh yeah, this guy should have got the football way more. Stamp it, everything. It's just very mixed, you know, and I think that's the deal with Travion Henderson is very mixed right now. Could go either way. I think if you're getting optimistic about him from a fantasy standpoint, which to me I've been, you know, the ADP is just like it's a little too aggressive and everything. Like, I mean, you just – why is – Ramondre Stevenson's not going to go away? Like, he hasn't done anything to lose the job, and I think that's the problem here for Travion Henderson, who, yeah, probably looks like a – can you also talk about his pass protection? Because that was supposed to be his thing, right?
He was, in college, one of the best pass pro guys that I charted. I loved him in pass pro, man, and yeah, I know a lot like of different people did too. Yeah. Everyone loved him in pass pro. And then it's funny because then I'm like reading a bunch of stuff about how he wasn't good – in pass pro this year. And I really went into it with a critical eye because I'm like, all right, well, let me just take a look here. I'm just confused. I don't think he was bad. And as a matter of fact, I think he was good. I think he was fine. He was worse than expected because in college, his last year at Ohio State, he was freaking awesome. But yeah. I think to say he was bad, I think that's going way too far. Because again, I watched a lot of running back pass pro, and let me tell you some
rough stuff out there.
There's a lot of bad reps out there. Okay, so I don't think he was bad.
It's a tough
I just
job.
Don't think he was dumb. It's a very dude. You're standing still. You got a freaking D tackle coming at you. You got a linebacker coming at you. Full
way
speed.
Bigger than you. Somebody who's bigger than you. Always has more speed than you. It is a tough. That's why when guys are good at it, they just. Hang around, baby, and
totally
play a lot. You know, and coaches by the way, that man. Guy that yep, that by the way, the guy that you have this really tough job to block this guy who's bigger than you coming at you with more speed, and they know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing.
Correct.
This very tough job that you have, the thing that you are protecting that person from is just only the most important person to the entire team because it's the quarterback. It's a really tough job, and it's like the highest stakes job you can have. So when you're good at it, you get to hang around forever.
And dude, so many running backs are flat out bad. So no, I wouldn't say that Travion was bad. And again, if you see that online, just understand that that's cap. Like that's a total
negative,
exaggeration.
It's like negative highlight bias. It's like the other, like, oh, it's like the inverse of his explosive plays. Like, cause I think his losses, Travion Henderson just looked to me when I was watching, it's like, oh, that was a rough one, real rough.
Oh,
loss.
For sure.
It looks really bad. You know, it, just like his explosive runs look really cool, and highlight bias, both negative and positive, always leads you to like fill in the gaps of the rest of, well, then it must have, if that one rep was shit, all the reps were shit. But that's not how it
works.
Well,
I mean, especially for pass pro, because who's really sitting back there and like charting pass pro? You know, it doesn't happen that often, you know. But I mean, I think to your point, like the low lights were not that good. You know, what's really interesting is that running backs with good vision, I don't know why, but they tend to pick up blitzes way better because they just see it sooner and faster, right? And
it's
I don't
processing,
think
maybe I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's something in regards to that, man. But Travion Henderson, not good vision. Guess what? Complex blitzes. Oh, he got absolutely torched. You know. Yeah. So, but again, a lot of running backs kind of fall into that bucket too. I don't think there was anything truly problematic. I think it was fine. I think it was good. I would even actually say I'd lean it was good, but it wasn't great. But yeah, some of the problematic reps were really, really bad.
Interesting. I mean, it's going to be fascinating to watch him this year. He's somebody I can't wait to hear about, like in training camp. Are they are the reports just like, oh yeah, this guy's cooking really good. Like he's really taking a step forward. Cause then I think we can maybe get a little more excited about him. But if he's the guy he was last year, it's just, he's a committee back, which is
Matt. Is what let me is. Say something. He's going to look awesome in training camp. Okay.
I already see he's got some steam from OTAs, and it's like, well, yeah, that's padless practices.
You know, you talk about this all the time, man. Like, you know, you're running routes against air, you're going to be looking decent. You know, can you do that in the games? I don't know. That's what we'll kind of sort of figure out. I think the preseason games will tell us a lot more than you know, these padded.
Well, last year you got a lot of steam in the preseason from kick returns. So let's focus on the offense this year. It's like, well, we got to crank up his fantasy ADP because he's so explosive. Look at him on the kick returns. It's like, okay, well, I don't know. Let's focus on the running back stuff this year.
Exactly. I could, and like, and tell me if I'm wrong, man. Like, I felt like I was on an island. We were talking about him on reception percent, and like, I'm literally like, yeah, God, I don't know, guys. Like, we're hyping this dude up on a kick return. Like, you know, you look at the chart, it's not that good. And
you were very much on the, hey, Ramondre Stevenson is better than you think island. And yeah, that turned out to be correct.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens here in 2026. But to your point, I'm not counting out Ramondre. I think he's, you know, a pretty good back. And Travion Henderson showed a lot of inconsistency. So if he can get a little bit more consistent, how do you fix vision? I don't know. But we'll see if that can be something that gets fixed here with Travion Henderson.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.